Welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On May 28, 1940, after 18 days of ceaseless German bombardment, the King of Belgium, having asked for an armistice, is given only unconditional surrender as an option.
Okay, take this, King of Belgium. Fröhliche Goethe funken Tochter aus Elysium. Ah, flickende Zirkus. Fröhste Huden.
Sorry, I'm the King of Belgium, and I'm too busy working the deep fryer right now to listen to you.
Speaking of which, Your Highness, when are you going to get those fries in here? I'm starving.
Wenn I'm Jürgen Reiner, das ist Liechtenstein und Alpenhorn der Curie.
Why did I rule a country where the king has to constitutionally run a fast food restaurant? This is just inane. Your food will come in 5 minutes.
Truly, it's an imponderable mystery, and I want a soda, too.
This is why our military can't stand up to Hitler. Ah! Speaking of that, I think I heard something in German. Goddamn customers.
Yeah!
You shut up. Great, now the restaurant's on fire. You, who?
Well, if you'd gotten me that soda, I could put the fire out.
Hey, who's the janitor?
Your worship.
I want the janitor.
The janitor.
Okay, put water on that damn fire.
But, sir, I don't
put it on the fire.
All right.
I just serve soda.
Not all water, right. Soda. I said put the soda on the fire.
Too late. Pshh.
Right now it's burning down. I hope the insurance pays us off for both Hitler and the stupid fire. And speaking of fire, you're fired because you don't put water on a grease fire.
Deutschland, sir? Deutschland, über alles.
Do I get any compensation for my arms burning off?
No.
More importantly, do I still get my fries? I'm starving over here.
Yes!
And the King of Belgium did surrender shortly thereafter, having learned a valuable lesson. One should never pour water on a grease fire, as it just spreads it around and makes it worse. Which is how Belgium became a fried country. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.